This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. While more than 200 members of the University of South Florida Heard of Thunder wrapped up 2016 by joining the football team at the Birmingham Bowl, about 100 of their fellow marching band members started out 2017 playing in Italy.
Sometimes the terms once-in-a-lifetime experience may be tossed around a little bit too loosely. This really was.
Matthew McCutcheon is director of USF's athletic bands. He says they were invited to perform in the Rome New Year's Parade after marching in London in 2013.
We do view ourselves as ambassadors for the university, and anything we can do along those lines, we're happy to.
But before the herd marched, they did something very few bands ever get the chance to do, perform in St. Peter's Square. On the morning of January 1st, they played between a mass conducted by Pope Francis and his annual address to the thousands of people in the square. McCutcheon, who thinks the crowd was larger than any football game they've played in front of, says the Papal Swiss Guard approached the band before the Pope's speech with a request.
And they pointed to the second window from the right on the top of the building. They said, "When we tell you to, we want you to turn the entire band, point up to that room, and play." And so we did exactly that. And we started off with Fanfare for the Common Man because he's known as the People's Pope. We played three or four tunes to a packed square.
Later that afternoon, the band marched in front of thousands more lining the streets of Rome in the New Year's parade. Senior Rosanna Waney is a drum major and mellophone player.
They were just so receptive to everything that we did. We were playing a traditional Italian song for the most part, and just seeing how excited they were and just how happy it made them. It was just such a great experience for all of us.
Then interaction was increased by people's proximity to the band. While a lot of American parades separate marchers and the audience, in Italy, many streets are so narrow, musicians sometimes literally rub elbows with the crowd. Sophomore clarinetist Julie Chase witnessed that relationship when the band marched in a second parade in Frascati, a small town just outside of Rome.
There was a young boy who had like a fake trumpet in one of the stops. He came up to a mellophone player and they like hugged and took pictures. And then the mellophone player played Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and like his face lit up and it was the sweetest thing. Even though like we couldn't speak the same language, we shared a moment in Frascati.
McCutcheon adds that he tried to increase the connection with their audience by picking music they were familiar with.
The tune we played over and over again on the march was Finiculi Finicula. You don't know that name, but you know the tune. Dee-dum, dee-dum, bum-ba-dum-ba-dum, dee-dum. Every single time in Rome we started playing this, people turned, looked at us, smiled, started clapping, and started singing.
A smaller group of musicians also had the opportunity to play hymns in the Lateran Basilica, one of the oldest churches in Rome, dating back to the 4th century. As a musician, McCutcheon appreciated the acoustics of a stone building with a high dome ceiling. But beyond that, he says his students felt like they were in the presence of something greater than themselves.
You feel like you're sitting in history. You feel like this is a unique and special moment. And I think that the vast majority of the students who did perform there, I think most of them would tell you that was their favorite moment.
And students like Julie Chase agree with the idea that this was a trip of a lifetime. And she's grateful she had the chance to experience it.
The band gives you opportunities you can't do anywhere else, because anyone can go to Rome, but not anyone can perform in Rome and like really represent something bigger than yourself.
We have a slideshow of photos from the herd's Italian trip up at WUSFnews.org. We'll have a University Beat on WUSF TV report up there later this week as well. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.